listeners. My name is Taylor McClure, and you are tuning in to CIDI's daily news show, Township's Daily News Bits. On today's episode of Township's Daily News Bits, I chat with Don Joyce, member of Board of Directors for Conservation Lac-Brome, and Anaïs Renaud, biologist and project manager for Conservation Lac-Brome. We touched base about a water sampling project that was conducted last year in Brome Lake. The results of these water samples were presented at Conservation Lac-Brome's 2023 annual general meeting at the beginning of May. They highlight these results for the community, what concerns they present, and what needs to be done to ensure the water quality of Brome Lake. Anaïs, I just wanted to thank you so much for chatting with CIDI today and for taking the time out of your day to speak with us. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you to invite me.
So Anaïs, we are here to talk about a topic of discussion that arose from Conservation Lac-Brome's 2023 annual general meeting at the beginning of May. And that topic of discussion is the phosphorus levels of Brome Lake. So some samples were taken of the water last year, if I'm not mistaken. And the last time that this analysis was done was 13 years ago. So what were the results of these samples exactly, and what do they tell us about the state of Brome Lake?
Yes, exactly. In 2022, Conservation Lac-Brome studied the sediments at the bottom of the lake. So we took samples, and by taking those samples, what we wanted to know was the level of nutrients in the sediments and also the thickness of the sediments to know how much dirt was deposited at the bottom of the lake since 2006. So the last inventory, the last study that was done was in 2006. The methods we use was a bit different between 2006 and 2022. So we can compare the results, but we need to stay cautious because the method with the protocol was a bit different. What we saw was we observed that there is a correlation between the quantity of phosphor in the sediment and the thickness of the sediment. So when there was more sediment, there was more phosphorus in it. They mostly accumulate where the current is really slow, so it's mostly in deeper areas where more than 3 meters deep. The other thing we observed was that in 2022 was that the level of the phosphorus exceeded the critical threshold in more than half of the samples. So, and this critical threshold was exceeded by 2.5 times. So it was the phosphorus in the sediment was 2.5 times more important than in 2006 in some areas of the lake. And it was more in the shallower area of the lake. So the sediments were thicker and were containing more phosphorus in deeper area. But if we compare the two studies, the phosphorus was exceeding the critical threshold in the shallower area. The phosphorus of the lake, it can come from streams and shoreline, or can come from sediments at the bottom of the lake. When it's coming from the bottom of the lake, it's because it was accumulating in the lake since the last 100 years or more.
Well, I just wanted to know what these results tell us about the state of the lake. What do they mean exactly?
The studies told us that the lake is still vulnerable. It's a lake that Brome Lake is not really deep. And there is lots of activities around the lake. So lots of residences, a lot of boats coming on the lake. So we should be very cautious about what we do on the lake and around the lake, because our activities have a great impact, and the impacts can be seen really quickly. For example, when we have big showers during the summer, it's at this time that after those big showers, we can see lots of blue-green algae coming up. So that tells us that there is lots of phosphorus coming from the shorelines that is brought into the lake by water runoff.
Yeah, and then it feeds the blue-green algae.
Yeah, exactly. So it feeds the blue-green algae, and after that, when the sun comes out and the water becomes calmer, It's at this moment that we can see the blue-green algae coming up. We also know that borers can bring phosphorus into the water column. So when they make waves, they can disturb the sediments at the bottom. They can mix the sediment with water, and the phosphorus contained into the sediment will be resuspended into the water column. So that means that when it's resuspended, there is a chance it becomes available for plant and algae. So when there is a lot of boats on the lake that is navigating into shallower parts of the lake, when it's less than 3 meters deep, there is a chance they have an impact on the sediment and that they can resuspend the phosphorus that will become available for plants and blue-green algae.
So what needs to be done to help alleviate this pressure on our lake and the amount of sediments and phosphorus that are going into it? What actions need to be taken to address this?
Everyone should manage their runoff on their property and avoid fertilizers. So that's something really important. And boaters should have a co-responsible practices, like navigating in deeper water and avoiding following the shoreline. So that's two good practices. And this summer, Conservation Lac Brome will have a patrol circulating around the lake. It's a new project named the Blue Patrol, and it's financed by the City of Brome Lake and the Ministry of Environment. We will have 3 students that will give information to lake users, like boaters and swimmers. They will be present at the different lake access and at the cleaning station. People will also see them on the lake. Conservation Lac Brome just got a new boat, so they will navigate on the lake to inform people about invasive species, boat cleaning, threatened species. So that's one part of the Blue Patrol, and the other parts of the Blue Patrol will be visits to citizens. The 3 students will knock on doors of citizens to give tools on water runoff management, and tools include having plants on the shoreline. They will explain citizens how they can vegetate their shoreline and how they should manage their gutters. And what do you do with the water that is going to your on your property? What we want is that water that is falling on your property is not going directly into the lake. We want that water to be filtered by plants. We encourage citizens and visitors to ask questions to the patrollers, and they will be pleased to inform you about eco-responsible practices.
My last question for you was, do you have anything else to mention that you think would be important for people to be aware of?
No, I think it was okay.
Okay. Well, thank you so much again, Anais, for chatting with me. I really, really appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you for your interview and your interest.
Dawn, thanks so much for always making yourself available to chat with CIDI. I always appreciate your time.
My pleasure, Taylor.
So some samples were taken of the water last year of Brome Lake. What do these samples tell us about the phosphorus levels of Brome Lake in general?
I think what we're seeing is that we've got some stability in the phosphorus that's coming in from the watershed. That's good news. But the flip side of that is we still have a lot of phosphorus that's at the bottom of the lake, captured in sediments, and we're a little bit concerned about churn in the water bringing that back up.
Okay, so what does this mean exactly for the lake? What kind of impact does this have on the lake?
So I don't, you're probably too young to remember this, but back about 20 years ago, the lake was had a lot of blue-green algae. Sometimes you hear it referred to as cyanobacteria. It's a plant growth, algae growth, that bubbles up to the surface and can actually form almost like a pea soup at the top of the lake. Sometimes it's just gross. Sometimes it's actually toxic and can be dangerous for the health of people and for pets. Now, what that, you know, why that happens is because phosphorus has been used for years to as a fertilizer, and so over the years, it's come down from the farms and from the duck farm and settled at the bottom of the lake. When that sediment at the bottom gets churned up, it rises to the top and it fertilizes the blue-green algae. And that's what turns it into the soup that we'd seen 20 years ago. But luckily, you know, over time, through the work of the, of previous residents, that's been brought under control, and the lake is at the very good status that it is now with regard to blue-green algae.
Now, what needs to be done to kind of help alleviate this pressure on our lake and the concern of the phosphorus that lies at the bottom of the water exactly?
Well, there's typically two components, and one of them is fertilizer coming in from the watershed, but we've been very, very lucky. The farmers in the watershed, in particular folks like Eddie Wichard, have been very supportive of our efforts to prevent erosion along Quilliam Stream, which runs through his farm, as well as runoff. So, you know, that piece I think we've got under control, and we have a good support from the Bolton West community for that. So that's good. The part that we're fussing with at the moment is churn coming off the bottom of the lake by these newer, bigger wake and wave boats. So that's got us a little bit concerned at the moment.
Okay, because they play a big part in bringing that back up to the surface?
Yes, they displace a lot of water. And if they're not out in the middle of the lake where there's, you know, 5, 6, 7 meters of water underneath, they can churn up the phosphorus that's in the sediment.
Yeah, which essentially feeds the blue-green algae that we see.
Yeah, it fertilizes the blue-green algae.
Yeah. Now, how can citizens play their part in all of this?
We've been working with Patrick Uvar, the town councillor from Foster, and the town on a water safety committee. And the town has put out an excellent map that you can get hold of if you go to the town that shows where you should use wake and wave boats. And if people can restrict themselves to that area, that will do a lot to help make sure that we don't churn up the bottom. The other thing that people can do is, if they do own boats, when they leave their docks, they should go immediately out to deep water. In doing that, they'll minimize the churn. People that go along the side of the shoreline, typically it's not that deep, and typically it creates a lot of churn. So if people could avoid that and leave their docks and go and head out to deep water, that would be a big help as well.
Well, those are all the questions that I had for you, Don. So I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention about Conservation Lac Brome and what the organization has going on to ensure the quality of water here in Brome Lake.
Well sure. There we have three events that we're running this summer that we'd like people to be aware of. And the first is on June 17th. Conservation Lac Brome is teaming up with the boat club and divers from a group called Faisal Nut Pau out of Shawinigan. These are the folks that pulled 500 kilograms of garbage out of the lake bottom over by Camping Des Érables last summer. And this year they're coming back, and we're going to be cleaning up the lake bottom from the boat club, past the beach, and out to the marina. If we have time, we're going to see if we can go around Eagle Island. Mm-hmm. Then in July, we're going to be running another cleanup of Cold Brook. This is going to be our third cleanup on the stream. First year we organized it, we pulled out 22 tires. Last year was better, but there was still too much garbage, so we're hoping that this year we'll see even less. And then the last item is our third annual Paddle Brome Lake event. So we've had good turnout in the last 2 years, about 40 canoes, kayaks, and paddle boards. You know, one of the comments was it's, you know, great for people who are really avid paddlers, but what about people who are just starting out who have kids? And what we're going to do is we're going to organize a midday paddle out from Douglas Beach out around Eagle Island, and that's going to be on August 26th. And we're probably also going to be organizing that same day later in the afternoon a paddle up Colebrook for people that want to do that. So that's going to keep us busy, and anybody that is interested is more than welcome to come out and join us or volunteer for any of these activities.
Great. And if people want to get in touch, they can do so. They can reach out to you by email, by phone, if ever they want to volunteer or get involved.
Yep. Easiest way is just to go to the website, and you'll have all the information there, or send a note to info@conservationlacbrome.com.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Dawn, once again for speaking with me and for chatting. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.